now hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. This is the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM, which is country with a twist all over this great state of Michigan. And Bob, in the first segment, we were talking a little bit about your trip last week up to the UP and all the cool stuff that you saw. So we got a guest, right?
Yeah, that's right. And I told you I took a walk one morning and ended up going by the Stormy Cromer factory. And unfortunately, I didn't have the right timing to link up with the CEO, who is Gina Thornton. How are you, Gina?
I'm great, Bob. How are you?
Hey, I forgot to tell you, when I was on that walk that morning, I went through that neat little trail. That whole area by you and behind you to the south is, like, it used to be a mine, a strip mine, I think. And yes, it's all turned into a wildlife sanctuary or something.
Oh, nice.
But I ran into some dog prints, some dog tracks that were giant.
Yeah, right. Might not have been a dog.
Might not have.
Yeah. So I was thrilled, of course, to see all your new product, and I thought we'd give you a chance to tell our audience what exactly is new with Stormy Cromer.
Sure. Well, thanks for the opportunity. Glad to talk with you, and glad you had a chance to stop by. Yeah, we're known for our winter products and our hats and gear that keep you warm, for a UP winter. But we've been expanding more into more year-round and warmer weather products, trying to keep the brand on people's minds throughout the year. And so we have a couple of hats that are either brand new or maybe a year or two old that are really given us an opportunity to have a warm weather hat. And the one I want to talk about, just mention, is called the Trail Cap, which is, if you love your wool Stormy Cromer hat and you are sad when you have to put it away in the spring, this is the hat for you. It's the same shape, fit, everything of the original, but it's made out of this really wonderful, lightweight, but yet waterproof fabric. It's got a mesh lining. So this thing will not get hot, but it will keep the sun out of your face, keep you dry. It's just a great outdoors hat for the summer, and we've been really excited to launch it.
Yeah, I think I saw it in your store. So you've got retailers all over Michigan, and I won't put you on the spot and tell you to name them, but I know a few of them, and our sponsor, Allen Bobs and Millbrook Tack, is one of them. So I'm hoping that they brought in your summer gear, because we just love shopping at Allen Bobs and Millbrook.
Yeah, and we have so many great dealers across the state of Michigan. We have about 200 dealers. So I guarantee you, if you're in the state, there's one nearby you, and they're all wonderful. Millbrook Tack has been with us a long time, does a great job with us. So we love when people can find a local retailer and try the hats on. Give them a look in person and support local businesses.
Right. And we love to go kayaking on rivers and we head north a lot. And the town of Newaygo has a very cool outfitter store that has your full line in it. They just really do they do your brand justice. And I can't think of the name of it, but,
is it 37 North?
Yes. Yep. Yes.
Yeah. Great, great people.
Oh yeah. Yep. Yeah. And it seems to be, synonymous with Stormy Cromer. So that's great.
Agreed. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, Gina, I'm looking on your website right now while we're talking. You've got a wide variety of hats. You've got a really cool, what looks like it's called a mesh hiker. That looks like a summer hat as well, right?
It is. And that's brand new for this season. So it's one of those hats with the big wide brim that goes all the way around. But the crown is mesh, so you've got that breathability. It's got a cord on it to kind of keep it in place. So that hat is launched pretty successfully here this spring. I have to say, up here, we just got spring about a week ago. So, people up here haven't quite even been needing summer hats yet. But we're, very excited to launch that mesh hiker this year as well.
Well, to be honest, it only got here about 2 weeks ago. we had snow like you guys did a couple weeks ago, so... Yeah, we're maybe just that far ahead of you, but not much more.
Sure.
Yep. So tell us a little bit about some of the other items. Now, I also see, I'm in the new part, but you got collections here as well of different stuff. I'm surprised to see and pleased. You got like hoodies now and beach throws and all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, again, trying to expand on the hat, which people love, but thinking about other products that kind of coordinate with that and would work year-round. So, yeah, we've got tote bags, and we've got lighter-weight hoodies right now for this time of year, T-shirts, you know, that have graphics that are really indicative of, you know, the kind of outdoorsy lifestyle that people enjoy in our state and in the Midwest. So, you know, and everything from our very popular can koozies to, yeah, tote bags, picnic blankets, pet products. You know, we have a leash and a harness and great little bandanas that your dogs and even other animals can wear. So we're really working hard, you know, to grow the brand into more than just a hat. That helps us hire more people, grow the company so we can give back to the Ironwood community. All those things, we have to keep growing and evolving and changing so that we can do all those great things.
Yeah, and you're doing such a good job at that. I'm sure Bob is very proud of you both. And the female influence on the business has been nothing but good because, for one thing, my wife loves her Ida Cromer. And you're absolutely right. When you take your Stormy off, it is kind of sad. I don't know how Jop feels, but, you know, I have my favorite one, and I brought it up just to show you. But
was that an Ida you stole from your bride?
It was
because it's white.
It was the female Stormy. I think it was long before the Ida came along.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But either way, when you take your Stormies and put them away, it is kind of a sad thing. It's like, man, I love wearing that, but it's too hot now. So
let me interject right here. I'm still perusing the website, and you got a lot of new stuff on here, Gina. So if our listeners haven't done this in a while, go to we'll get your website in a minute. It's stormycromer.com. But there's a sticker on here that I gotta have. I'm ordering one of these. It says a frosty head only looks good on a beer. And it's got a picture of a Stormy Cromer on it. So there you go.
Yeah.
That's a beer fridge sticker if I've ever heard of one. So
it sure is.
I got to have one of those, man. All right. That's cool. Good for you. So Gina, business is good. And you're thawing out up there and going to get ready for the fall, I'm sure, because I'm sure you're a season ahead, as most business people are. So
absolutely. Yeah, we're kind of two seasons ahead. We actually just We'll start selling to wholesale next spring's line, actually, here in a couple of weeks. So,
wow.
Yeah, we're always working ahead, but certainly we're planning for, you know, all the marketing and all the support that goes along with the fall and winter. And, you know, the other thing I should mention, now that we are thawing out and we are heading into this beautiful season that we have, the beautiful summers we have in the UP, just to remind your listeners that we offer free factory tours here. Monday through Friday at 10:30 Central Time, and you can find more information on our website, and you can sign up there. But we love getting travelers and tourists and people coming through the area to stop here, and we love to show them really how our products are made, the people behind them. You know, there's not just a big hat-making machine. These are real folks from our community who are sitting at sewing machines making these hats happen. So if your travels are going to bring you to the UP, we'd love to have you stop and visit us.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Gina Stormy Cromer, Ironwood, Michigan, and, of course, stormycromer.com. You're a friend of the show, and we certainly appreciate this relationship. And just keep doing what you're doing, girl.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, yeah, you bet.
Bye-bye. All right. See you guys.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, it's our butcher friend and board of director member, Mr. Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats. Stick with us. You're going to meet your needs.